And well, Sam, everything bar the result.
Yeah, it was a really good, positive performance from us. Unfortunately, we just fell low, but Derby are a very good team, and you know they'll be looking to get into the Premiership next season, so that's the sort of calibre of team you're playing today. They've got good individual players. I thought it was a tough game. I thought really well. I thought we probably had the majority of possession, but just felt short today.
And, of course, the first goal scored by a former England international, the second goal scored by one of the country's most up-and-coming players. They were tough all over the park.
Yeah, but, I mean, yeah, you say that, but two poor goals to concede. You see the first one. Collectively, we should have defended better. And the second one, you know, we've lost the ball in a bad area. So it wasn't as if the cut was open with great intricate play today. It was just two errors on our behalf, and that's the most disappointing thing.
What's the feeling in the dressing room right now, Sam?
A little bit deflated, because as I say, I thought we did well. We created chances, we cut them open, played good football, but just unfortunately we just didn't have that killer instinct today to beat them. But fair play to Derby, you know, they're a great team, and we wish them all the best in the competition.
And of course they played a very, very strong team. Yep. I know the last round they made nine changes, but it was as strong as it comes really today.
Yeah, it was, and that's what we wanted. We wanted a full test today, their best 11, which it did. And you know, fair play to them. As I say, they're a good team. You know, the challenging at the top end of the championship, and today they showed they're a good team.
What different challenges did you face during the 90 minutes compared with a normal League One game?
You know, it's hard to say because you don't want to be disrespectful to them, because as I said, they're a really good team, but we felt comfortable. We was creating chances, getting 2v1 positions. We felt we did well. Different challenges, I mean, obviously they have the quality to where you see the first goal, you know, Bent's alive in a box and he gets a goal, and the second one Hughes capitalised on a mistake, so it's just the fine margins really.
Yes, it was, and the Chesterfield created the chance, had more shots on goal than Derby, more possession, and as I say, it was just that fine margin.
Yeah, they were just more clinical than us today, you know, but we accept defeat graciously, and as I say, they're a good team, they're clinical today, and we wish them the best.
And of course, no doubt coming and playing here and playing in front of the crowd will spur you all on Tuesday night against Crawley, because you'll be wanting to do this every week, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And the support today was magnificent. The fans travelled in numbers, and that's always great to see. And you know, hopefully they can see us putting everything out there today. But for us, yeah, the big one is Crawley Tuesday night, because if you want aspirations of playing here week in, week out next season, then it's what it counts in the league.
And victory against Crawley will guarantee a top six spot for the time being at least, so that's exactly where you and the guys want to be.
Yeah, that would be nice momentum. We're on a really good run. Disappointing to lose last week, but Swindon are a good team, top of the league, but you know, we're on a good run at the minute, and we've just got to keep that going.